Hi, this is Dave Podlowski of K12Science.net, and this is your Middle School Science Minute. I was recently reading the January 2020 issue of Science Scope, a magazine for middle school science teachers published by the National Science Teaching Association. And I was reading the section Citizen Science and an article entitled Sourdough Citizen Science, written by Jill Nugent. And she said, "The winter months are a quintessential time of the year for baking. And the Global Citizen Science Project, Sourdough for Science, invites you to bake bread for science. Sourdough bread is unique in that it is made from a starter, which is composed of yeast and bacteria within a flour and water paste. The Sourdough for Science Project involves creating a sourdough starter of your own by mixing flour and water together. When you mix flour and water, you're creating an environment that supports a community of organisms, including yeast and bacteria. Although humans have been baking bread for thousands of years, little is known about the microbial community that's associated with the rise of bread and its delicious taste. This project aims to solve multiple scientific questions surrounding microbe growth, diversity, and the overall role these organisms play in sourdough bread taste and texture. So the project goal is to learn more about microbial influences on bread, including rise and flavor. The task is to complete a sourdough starter from scratch, and the most appropriate science discipline is life science. Sourdough for Science is part of the Students Discover suite of citizen science projects. This citizen science project can help address numerous science concepts ranging from variables, experimentation, and data visualization to topics in biology, ecology, and evolution. The possibilities for classroom science connections are endless. The project maintains a user-friendly website that guides educators and students through the procedure in 11 illustrated steps. Additionally, the project shares helpful videos on starting your sourdough and maintaining your sourdough starter. Once you gather the materials that are listed, you'll be ready to follow the project steps that are outlined on the project website. After 14 days, students will measure and report the growth of their microbial zoo. Students will measure the height and pH of their sourdough starter, and data will be reported to the SciStarter website. The project can take place in a classroom, lab, or home kitchen setting. Be aware of and exercise caution with any gluten or yeast allergies. Additionally, because the starter is a live culture, it does take some care in feeding. Be sure that the culture does not become too warm, as this will speed up the fermentation process and it could explode as a result of overactive fermentation. The starter can be maintained or disposed of when the activities are complete. Putting the starter in the trash or on an outdoor compost pile are two methods for disposal. The Sourdough for Science project includes a classroom extension activity titled New Year, New Bread. In New Year, New Bread, you're invited to share the loaf challenge. The challenge consists of baking sourdough bread using the standard recipe that's shared with all participants and sharing the observed results. To participate, you will bake a loaf of sourdough and take a picture of one slice. You will notice that even when using the standard recipe, variations in outcomes are observed. This provides an excellent class discussion opportunity about the impact of variables in science. Students will take and submit an image of their sourdough slice and upload it to the SciStarter website. Student data across the globe are compared and analyzed to learn more about the influences of microbial growth on bread. Start the year with an engaging bake-off for science. By participating in exciting global citizen science sourdough projects, your students will help to solve the mysteries of bread. To learn more about this project, just visit studentsdiscover.org/lesson/sourdough-4-science. And this has been your Middle School Science Minute.